Sometimes it's a blessing to have your life fall apart. That's the topic of the new book, Exit the Cave, Embracing a Life of Courage, Creativity, and Radical Imagination by Blaine Hogan. He's an actor, writer, and creative director. He's appeared in shows such as Prison Break. He's been the creative director at Willow Creek Community Church, and he's with us right now. Good morning, Blaine.
Todd, how are you?
Doing good, sir. Now, this book is one of those books where you get real personal. Why did you decide to share something so personal in a book?
Yeah, that's a great question. I've kind of always been an oversharer by nature. So I get it's part just in my blood. But also, you know, as a creative, I know that we are all struggling with things. We're all coming from somewhere. And I know that my experience as being an audience member is that when I've seen a work of art where someone has kind of showed me the depths of who they are, the truest parts of themselves, it's always given me some amount of freedom to do the same. And so that was a lot of the premise of going to some of the darker places in my past and in my story, is in the hopes that as I told some of my secrets, that some people would feel the freedom to do the same. I think we're all, in some form, we're all hiding in some way, shape, or form. And I hope that the book would help shine a light or give people the courage to be able to do some of that truth-telling in their own life.
Well, the title is interesting, Exit the Cave. So tell us what that means and what was in that cave.
The story is there's a group of people, they're in this deep, dark cave. They're looking at shadows on the wall being projected. And one moment, the hero of our story stands up and he looks and he sees that all of this has kind of been manufactured. There's a fire and there's all these objects being projected. You know, the images of them are being projected onto the wall. And eventually he sees this dot of light, which he begins to move towards and makes his way out of the cave, sees sort of truth for what it is. And then there's a little bit of a twist of the story, because instead of running away from the cave, he does the unthinkable. He returns. He goes back into the darkness and he tells everyone there, there's so much more. And I remember reading that or hearing that story as a 17-year-old, realizing that I was in a cave of my own at the moment. I'd been looking at a good deal of shadows. And kind of trigger warning here, but that was with the result or from the result of some abuse that I experienced as a kid, and what was moving into some levels of addiction in different areas of my life. And so that metaphor just had always stayed with me, and it always smacked of the gospel that that God is wanting to redeem our darkest places. And so that's the metaphor that I've used throughout the book, and really calling people to maybe mine some of the darker parts of their story in the caves that they are currently in or the caves that they have found themselves in over time, that in those places of our deepest and darkest pain and tragedy, that there is goodness to be found in those stories. And by doing that, finding that goodness, that we all can exit the cave.
Well, for people thinking, man, I'm in a cave, as things are looking a little scary on the wall, but I've seen a little point of light and I want to get out. What are some of the first steps that maybe you took that could help some others?
Sure. I mean, I had a great mentor in an author and therapist by the name of Dan Allender, an incredible book that he wrote called To Be Told, which is essentially a guide for how to do some of your story work. Certainly, I would encourage people to look at the book Exit the Cave and sort of see, allow me to be a guide for how I did the work. And then I would really look for a therapist or a group of people that you feel like you can share your whole truth with, because we just can't do this work on our own.
The book is called Exit the Cave, Embracing a Life of Courage, Creativity, and Radical Imagination. The author is Blaine Hogan, who's been our guest. Thanks, Blaine.
Todd, thank you so much.